This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Governor Rick Scott warning Floridians to get out while they still can. As we wait an update from Broward County on Hurricane Irma preparations, the Category 5 storm barreling through the Caribbean, and we're now learning that three people have died in Puerto Rico. Joining us now on the phone from Puerto Rico is Captain Eric King. He's commanding officer of Coast Guard Sector San Juan. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
So you just heard us say we now have reports that three people in Puerto Rico have died. There are, 3.4 million people there. We had reports a million people are without power. What are conditions like right now?
So conditions on the island of Puerto Rico, where we are at, inland by about 10 miles, we positioned our forces away from our downtown location in Old San Juan. Both locations have lost power, and we're on generator power for the Coast Guard forces at this time.
Yeah, I also saw 14 hospitals are using generators after losing power. What is the Coast Guard doing to help?
So the Coast Guard's role is obviously focused on the maritime perspective. I mean, we're linked in aligned with the Emergency Operations Center and the Puerto Rico Emergency Management Authority. But primarily focused on the maritime commerce, which facilitating any search and rescue that would need to happen on the island of Puerto Rico as well as the Virgin Islands.
Have you seen any of the damage from the U.S. Virgin Islands? I know people online, also for Puerto Rico, saying that they're not getting a lot of coverage from those areas, but I know that communication is limited with some of those islands right now.
Yeah, certainly the communication infrastructure has been impacted. Fortunately, I mean, we're able to have some cell coverage and able to communicate amongst ourselves. I think our largest concern remains St. Thomas and St. John and the northern coast of Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
The geography down here with islands, obviously people are aware of that, but there's ferry systems that are used to really move a lot of the population around. And so one of our major focus areas is certainly ensuring that we can get those ferries back operational to move first responder personnel in between all the islands to support the population.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Update on Hurricane Irma, which is bearing down on Miami even as we speak. We're up the way, up past West Palm Beach. And, of course, when you look at the maps, you see red, Scott. And these are the areas that are in danger, and many people, particularly from South Miami-Dade and down to the Keys, have been evacuating. You look at the footage, and I-95 is bumper to bumper, but it's moving along fairly well. People are just understanding they're in it for the long haul, so it's going to take some time, and they're being patient, which is good. And it's always, cooperation is always a good thing, because getting upset and tense, although we saw some tensions mounting around gas stations, and, many of the gas stations down in South Florida are out of gas, very few are there, and the ones that are there, particularly Chevron stations, which have taken some heat, they've taken some heat because some price gouging. In fact, Pam Bondi has put them on notice, saying, and calling out Chevron specifically and saying, hey, you got some splaining to do. Also, we got notice that U-Haul is offering a free 30-day storage in their facility. So heads up on that. You can go to U-Haul and check and see if your local U-Haul provider, and I'm talking about here in Florida, is available to you, offering free storage. So that's good news. And you've got, a lot of businesses offering some free things. So, again, the spirit of Floridians, much like it is like Texas and people across this country, is that they are their brother's keeper, and they're keeping an eye out for them. We appreciate that. We're coming at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. Megan Barth coming up next right here. Stay right where you are.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to keep our eyes on the ball, ladies and gentlemen. Got to get this country back on track. Talking about you know, the president's statement about making America greater. I'm making America great again. I think we're in a position. That's the first phase. Then the next step is we make America greater. But it's going to take all hands on deck. And thank you for joining in. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Megan Barth, the founder of ReaganBabe.com, a political commentator and women's advocate, is with us right now. Megan, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Always good to be with you every Friday, Bill. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We're hunkering down here. We're still looking at options right now. I don't have to necessarily pull the trigger in terms of an evacuation situation. We're above West Palm Beach. We're kind of like in the pink zone, you know. They got the red zone, and that's over a million people there, and hundreds and thousands of people have already, you know, they're on the road. I-95 is bumper to bumper. But people are cooperating. They're getting out of harm's way, which I believe is a good thing to do. And because we just don't know, this surge, it looks like it's going to go, you know, potentially it's going to go right straight up the middle of the state.
Yeah, the last thing I read, and that was yesterday, so forgive me if it's changed, but Miami had not issued evacuation orders.
They're not, but it's, you know, the way they're talking, I think people are self-evacuating. They definitely ordered, there was definite evacuation orders for the Keys, and that was a couple of days ago. And I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with Governor Scott here and the first, you know, responders, just the way they're lining up, the whole cooperation all the way down from the governor. I mean, he's really set the example. He has been nonstop. You know, particularly in the south of Florida, is putting out the message, letting people know this is serious. This is not going to be some, you know, light affair. And it looks like, you know, if you're going to hunker down, you better hunker down with anchors because we've got some winds blowing. We will not, you know, we're not going to experience the water that, you know, that the people in Texas experienced with Harvey. But the winds will abound. There will be some rain. And the other thing we're looking at is, you know, it's a timing issue. If high tide is up when the storm comes through, when the hurricane comes, it's just going to exacerbate, you know, the kind of water surge that could be 10 to 15 feet. If high tide, then it's going to be looking more like 15 feet. Low tide, maybe, you know, 10 feet there. In either case, I mean, that surge is what causes the problems. It is the water that exacerbates what these hurricanes do. And, of course, you know, for me, I'm a California boy. You know, You can imagine, as you know, having lived in California, you know, dealing with earthquakes, you know, you just wake up in the middle of the night and, you know, everything's shaking. Here with hurricane, this will be the second hurricane that I've gone through here in Florida. So the warnings, you know, it's interesting to have the warnings. And you go to the stores and the shelves are empty. I mean, it is quite ominous, to say the least.
Well, I was happy to see that JetBlue was offering and actually held flights for $99 so people could evacuate cheaply, whereas you have other companies that are price gouging like Delta.
Yes.
And I was just, President Trump this morning tweeted out that our National Guard saved 12,000 people in Texas from Harvey. And so, you know, hats off and many salutes to our men and women that are banding together, from the volunteers to the Coast Guard and to our armed services, for really pulling together. And this really shows, Bill, who America is and what we're made of. We've been hearing this divisive rhetoric from the Democrats for months, that America is an institutionally racist country, there are sections of America that are racist, and that's just who we are, and that's not who we are.
No.
We as Americans always pull together, especially in times of crisis, and help our fellow man, and that was demonstrated in Harvey, and I know that it will be demonstrated again in Florida.
Well, you know, and to your point here, Megan, this was an important takeaway during this time of crisis in this country, to really see the metal of true America, not the lunatic fringe of Antifa and white supremacists. This was, you know, this is the heart and soul of America that we saw on display. This is our DNA and what truly makes America great and will make it greater going forth. And this is why I was especially encouraged by what President Trump, I know that he thought about this, but he had to get through this chokehold with the Democrats, and with him getting together with Schumer and Pelosi to make this debt deal, because you know, suddenly you're dealing with Harvey victims, you're dealing with real life issues, and we had to get it out of this partisanship. And I think he struck a very strategic deal. I know that Nancy Pelosi and Schumer are all giddy about it. Well, all that's fine and well, but the fact of the matter is what was accomplished was something exceptional and something needed for we the people.
Well, it's interesting how Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are no longer part of the resistance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They actually want to do their job on behalf of the American people instead of dig their heels in and be abstinent and not work with this president, much unlike Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, who don't seem to want to work with this president or even heed the votes of 63 million people who gave Mitch McConnell and the leadership under Paul Ryan exactly what they had been asking for.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump tweeted out this morning that he had been hearing about repeal and replace for 7 years, like we all have,
mm-hmm.
and nothing is going to be done in our Congress unless Mitch McConnell leads and reduces the filibuster from 60 to 50. Right.
Exactly.
Now,
absolutely critical. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because he's got to have the nerve to do this. He's got to get out of his traditional concept here. If Harry Reid was in control, or the Democrats were in control, are you going to tell me they would hesitate to go down to 50? I mean, that door has already been opened. I mean, so, you know, just open the door wide open and go ahead and make it happen, because and the other thing is yes, we put a lot of pressure on Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, but it's the rest of the Republicans there that need to get in line here to figure out. And as we've been saying, Megan, you know, even if it's only 40 or 50% of what you think is that you can get, that's 40 or 50% more than what you had before. And then you start working like Ronald Reagan said, you work on the remainder. But you get there, you know, let's get to the dance, you know, instead of talking about it right now. Hey, you've got a date. He's not the prettiest thing in the world or the most handsome, but hey, you got a date and you can get in the dance and start having some fun here, can't you?
You're exactly right. And we've got 8 Democrats that are literally holding up the legislative process. But then we also have the moderate Republicans that are sabotaging this MAGA agenda. but they've now been exposed, and they're going to pay for it at the polls.
Well, the conversation will continue with one Megan Barth, who is with us. Always appreciate her insight and perspective, and much to discuss here, including DACA. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. 15 after the top of the hour right now.
My husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex, and wow! You've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You think it's easy being him? Bill Martinez live. Who else?
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Vote for me and I'll set you free.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. And as president, I'm going to make it impossible for congressmen or lobbyists to slip pork barrel projects or corporate welfare into laws when no one's looking.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day. It is a ball of confusion, Megan Barth. I mean, wow, what insanity went on. It seemed like every time then-President Barack Obama would say something to it, he meant just the opposite. It was like the screw tape letters. I mean, why did you say that? Up until that point, I almost believed you. And after 8 years, people are still, you know, it amazes me. What this president, the kind of damage that he's done, including what we're dealing with DACA. And this is what I tell, you know, these kids. And I got to tell you, Megan, you know, with me being Hispanic, I'm getting some heat here. Because what I see with what's happening with DACA is an opportunity. I see these kids being legitimized, the very thing that they've wanted from day one. To be legitimate, get out of the shadows. This is what President Trump has given them, unlike what President Obama gave them. He kept them in a ball of confusion, and they're worried about, paddy wagons coming up, picking them up at school or wherever they are, their place of employment, and taking them to the border. You know, this is not going to happen. What President Trump is doing is what any effective and intelligent chief executive officer would do, and that is he's cleaning up the mess, the incongruities, the things that work against the rule of law, which is foundational to this country. This is what he's tackling, and he had to do this at this time. And so, as I've been saying to my fellow Hispanics who are part of this, this hallow DACA program that was done illegally by President Obama, is take a chill pill. It's going to be okay. We're going to get this. The law is going to be codified, and you're not going to be shipped out to the border.
There is no compassion in lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing compassionate about what Barack Obama did, because as you said, he put at least 800,000 dreamers, mm-hmm. as they call themselves, in limbo. But yet the Democrats are acting like this was supposed to be permanent. Well, if it was permanent, it wouldn't be called the deferred action.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It would be deferred.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no compassion in Barack Obama. And we can look at many of his policies and find the lack of compassion for the American people. If the American people really truly thought that his policies were compassionate, they would have elected Hillary Clinton to double down on those policies.
Exactly.
My whole concern regarding DACA is a slippery slope. If we grant these students or young people, working people, citizenship, then we're going to find the calls from the progressives, well, what about their parents?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to grant them citizenship. No, we actually need Congress to do its job, and that's why Donald Trump did the right thing, because as Barack Obama told us at least 22 times, he does not make immigration law.
Mm-hmm.
Our Congress makes immigration law. It is for the executive branch to execute the law.
Yes.
So, this is what Congress needs to do, and if the Democrats truly were compassionate, they wouldn't have come out of the gate when they had control of both houses of Congress with Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
and ruined the health care system for 330 million people.
Well, George Bush told Barack Obama at that time, your number one issue needs to be immigration. Hold off on health care. Told him that during the transition, and Barack Obama did just the opposite.
Well, that's right, because the Democrats were more interested in controlling one-fifth of the economy on their way to control the rest of it. Like I said, incrementalism is liberalism. That is mm-hmm. what is progressive. They weren't interested in the needs of the 800,000 dreamers at that time, and really they're not interested in their needs now. They just see them as bargaining chips and tools to increase and hold their power in a variety of local, state, and with their hopes, national elections.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we grant, DACA is no more than Democrat activists. That's what I refer it to, because they're using now the Democrats, even though Hillary Clinton, and there's a video surfacing this morning, in 2009, was against Dreamers. She actually said they should be shipped out. Well, she was never called a racist for those words by CNN during her interview.
Not about to happen. Exactly.
No.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, you know, we talk about President Obama, and if he was right next to me, I'd say the same thing. I'd look him straight in the eye and say, thank you very much for the mess. I mean, what you created. You said over 20 times that this was illegal, out of your purview. You went ahead and did it anyway. And the Democrats here are like dismayed that, you know, the Republicans want to bring back the law of order. This is foundational. This is what this is all about. You know, these kids don't need to be living in the shadow. They need to have a decided understanding of where they stand right now. Yes, some have gone in the military. Some have gone on and they're first responders. They're serving our country. This is the only country they know. And there are things that we can do to work that out. Because for the most part, through no fault of their own, they find themselves in a sense like, you know, they're people, they're citizens of somewhere without a country. So we need to identify that for their behalf and for the rest of the society of America. But we all have to understand that we are all complicit in this. We are not without any kind of complicity whatsoever. And I'm saying Republicans have turned an eye on it. There was some benefit from them. Certainly the Democrats did so because they were all motivated in thinking, hey, look, we've got a new electorate that we can take charge of, and they will be beholden to us, and they will vote Democrat. I mean, this is all part of the LBJ philosophy that he exercised back in the 60s, and of course straight out of the playbook, as you and I have discussed many times, of these radical socialist, communist, and Marxists that continue to influence our country.
Well, you're absolutely right. And Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party actually tapped an illegal immigrant in Nevada by the name of Astrid Silva. She came here when she was four. I believe that she was smuggled across the border by her parents. And she met Harry Reid at that time, who was a very powerful seated senator. Now, I ask you, why didn't they help Astrid get citizenship?
Yes.
I mean, if she calls Harry Reid her abuelito, which she does,
yeah.
Why didn't he help her over the 20 years? She's a 28-year-old now Democrat activist who was tapped by the Hillary Clinton campaign to get out the vote in Nevada. And so this is my concern. We have illegal immigrants getting out the vote, interfering in our election. You want to talk about foreigners interfering
exactly.
in our election?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there needs to be law. As you say, of what we're going to do with these young adults who are of working age. In this deferred action program that Barack Obama illegally gave them, they were allowed to get Social Security numbers and work permits for a couple of years. Well, half of them have. The other half haven't.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's pretty much the same thing has happened all along. I mean, you know, many people are used to living in the shadows. They continue to say they're not going to come out because they don't trust the system. It's worked for them. They've been able to make it work up to now. So all this stuff needs to be cleaned up if we're going to fix the immigration system, which is better for them as well, Megan, because, again, as you and I discussed, these people that are find themselves in the shadows are subject to an underworld that is not beneficent by no means. They're self-serving. These are the ones that operate in sex trafficking and drug running and all these nefarious issues that last time I checked are not real positive and beneficial to any individual in this country.
No, you're absolutely right, and that is the dark side of illegal immigration that the Democrats and many Republicans refuse to acknowledge.
Well, there it is. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, as always, great to have you with us. Appreciate you being on. It's 29. You got it. Thank you. 29 after the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about you, ladies and gentlemen. It's about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because it is that significant and that critical. After all, if you're going to make a decision, you got choices to make. Opinion is okay to a point. All right. But let's make sure that we have a grasp of what the truth is. Okay. Most important. John Tammany is with us to this point, director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. John Tammany, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez live. How are you, sir?
Hey, great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I first saw your op-ed, and I said, I got to get you on the air. We got to talk about this. And that was the economic opportunity inside a debt ceiling crisis. That crisis was a bit averted by a move that the president made that, brought some consternation to the GOP leadership. But I think it's one of those shots over the bow of the boat that maybe, if even unintended, I think it was intended, but even if you want to say that it was unintended, I think it's having its effect to both sides of the aisle, saying, look, we're serious about getting this country back on track, And we got to get this government moving. And we've got some major issues to deal with. You know, we got Harvey. We got another hurricane, you know, bearing down in the east. Two other hurricanes out there in the Atlantic. And, oh, yeah, let's not forget about, you know, North Korea that's getting ready to launch another missile.
Yeah, well, you know, my view is that Americans, when they're left alone, tend to fix a lot of this on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I kept trying to stress with the article about the debt ceiling is let's never forget what the federal government is borrowing when it taxes or borrows away dollars. It's not looking to stare lovingly at them. It's looking to access trucks, tractors, computers, desks, chairs, buildings, most of all people. When the government takes dollars, it becomes a competitor for the economy's resources with businesses. And so I think people too often forget that all the economic growth we lose, it's not just the freedom we lose, but we lose the ability to grow when the government is taking things from us and spending them. No one doubts that the federal government doesn't have a constitutional basis and a reason to do certain things, but it's grown beyond what it was supposed to be, and we all suffer as a result.
Well, and an excellent point here, John, and that's what I was considering as well, is that, you know, the government all of a sudden has become this unnecessary middleman, haven't they? But I mean, in the worst sense, I mean, it's one thing if they were the middleman and getting their cut and offsetting the expenses and the money they were taking from we the people and out of the treasury. That would be one thing if there was some sort of realized return on investment. But it seems to work in just the opposite sort of way here, which is kind of goofy.
Never forget that, and I'm preaching to the choir here, but government can't give us things. Government only has resources insofar as it extracts them or borrows them or taxes them away from us first. And so to believe that government can help us, you'd have to believe that an economy of individuals is better when we individuals aren't able to keep as much as we normally would. And so logic dictates that that's not true. And so I never worry about budget deficits. I worry about the size of government spending. To me, all government spending is deficit spending because that wasn't their money.
Exactly.
But they are looking to extract it. They are looking. We don't like central planning. Republicans and Democrats say they don't like it. But what is a $4 trillion government but an attempt by the federal government to control $4 trillion worth of resources in the economy? And so, again, think about what we lose. I don't care about your ideology. We get into needless wars for it, but we also start needless programs that sap our ability to be free and prosper.
It's the wrong tool for the wrong job. I mean, it's like the government trying to handle our health care program. The reason that they're having such a difficult time is because there's not a clean fit here, John. It's not a round peg in a round hole. Government was never designed to do this, and here it is. We're force-fitting something that was not designed, you know, to answer a need that they shouldn't be bothered with. I mean, it should be handled at the local level. As you say, self-reliance, self-responsibility. Otherwise, we get Obamacare. We get all this waste, and not to mention all the other waste that, one of my favorite senators of all time, Senator Tom Coburn, who was always on top of the government waste, and I think one of his last waste book reports cited over $450 billion in duplicative waste. And even though he points that out, it's like the government yawns. It ignores the facts.
And it ignores just how amazing the world already is. I don't know why, but I have a cell phone in my pocket that has components and memory and GPS and all these things that if they had tried to build it in 1991, it would have cost $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I have it so cheaply today, but with capitalism, you don't worry about that. Producers figure out a way to get you what you need at prices that continue to fall. And so the fatal conceit always was that why would we have a policy for health care? For one, health care is kind of a modern concept to begin with. But the other thing is, if it's a valuable market good, and I think we all agree that it is, why on earth would you leave it to politicians, whether federal, city, or state, this is like anything else. If Apple can get us the iPhone, my goodness, insurance companies and doctors and collections of doctors can easily get us health care. That's a much easier market good to provide.
Well, what's happened, it's a shark-infested area of our lives where we've got to get rid of the sharks and deal with this issue, as you say, in a self-reliant sort of way. I've long been for direct pay. We've had Dr. Josh Umber on the show on several occasions. He has been the champion of direct pay. He's doing an incredible job with a concierge-style type of revolutionary health delivery system where people are paying approximately $50 a month see the doctor as often as they want, you know, and their already pre-negotiated prescription fees are like 10 cents on the dollar. Why would you not want that?
Yeah, well, and let's just add that who knows what the best way it is to offer this. What we do know is that any market good that's desirable, entrepreneurs will then fight, will compete to figure out a way to get it to us best. I mean, think about something as basic as a air conditioning window unit. Probably most people don't realize that the first one was introduced in the 1930s. It cost anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000. Imagine that. And so nowadays you can go on Amazon and get an AC window unit for $100. And what's important is I think most people on a daily basis, particularly in the summertime, would prefer a window unit to most healthcare offerings. But if healthcare is needed, and we agree that it is, I don't know what the policy is. But I also don't know why I have air conditioning and iPhones. I just know that entrepreneurs compete to serve my needs. Let them compete. Get out of the way. Let's propose no policies. Let entrepreneurs compete on healthcare. Let's see what they can come up with.
Well, John Tammany, the president kind of gave us, a 90-day moratorium on this debt issue. What do you see happening?
I think we see happening what we always do. Let's be clear. Politicians exist to spend. It doesn't matter if it's Republicans or Democrats. Let's never forget that even before this moratorium on the debt ceiling, the Republicans were going to offer up a spending bill that was larger than the last one signed by Barack Obama. Nothing changes. And so that was my point in the column was that, why are we focused on the debt one way or the other? The spending is the problem, and what we see is that no matter the party in power, they continue to. And so, my take is that we've got to personalize this. We've got to start talking about what we're not achieving, the cancer cures that are not happening, the innovations that would make the Internet seem dated that aren't taking place precisely because the federal government spends so much of what we produce.
Well, John, welcome perspective. Thank you so much for sharing it. John Tammany, Director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour.
85 or younger. Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband. And while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so Call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Bill Martinez Live.
I'll tell you the way it's going. I can understand why some would want to stay asleep. Boy, I'll tell you, with all the devastation that is abounding, whether it's in Texas, we've got another hurricane coming this way. We're grateful to have people like Glenn Legends with us. He's a counselor at Focus on the Family, a licensed marriage and family therapist, helping people address life's challenges and marital opportunities in a balanced manner. He also maintains a private practice in Colorado Springs. Glenn, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Bill. Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Well, good to be with you to talk about, the area of loss. I mean, loss is abounding, and there is a projection with Hurricane Irma barreling down in Florida that we already know in its wake there's been loss. People have died, and we have a projected loss right here looking at, Florida. And in the Miami area and the Keys area, that it's going to be inevitable. Yeah. And you've been dealing with this. What do you say?
You know, there's not any simple, easy answer. I think sometimes we just need to realize there's certain steps we can take. There's certain things that are out of our hand. Certainly one of the things I encourage people to do throughout the process, before the hurricane, during the hurricane, after the hurricane, is just really to bring it before the Lord, to pray and ask for God's grace and favor. I mean, it may seem trite, it may seem like there's not much to it, but I think that's an important step throughout the entire process.
Mm-hmm. When we understand God's peace, Jonathan Cahn, dear friend, who's known for writing The Harbinger, best-selling author, and that we were talking one day about peace, and I like the way he brought it back from the foundation of how Jews look at peace. And it really changed my perspective and how I pray about God's peace and his understanding. And the way Jonathan explained it to me, and I don't know that I can do it as good as he did, but he says it's God's heart that everything would be working for your good. That is, so peace is a lot more than just having that breath that you could, you know, feel some sense of relief. It's much more than that. It's understanding that Almighty God himself wants it to go well for us, and he is working to that end, that everything in the totality of our life from now until eternity is targeted towards the fulfillment of the purpose that he has for us. I mean, to me, that is awesome. And even in the midst of, as you say, you know, these fearful moments and the moments of the unknown, if you can grasp and let your mind rest on God's pursuit of peace for us, to me, that's pretty settling, isn't it?
Well, knowing that God cares.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to natural disasters, it's probably one of the hardest things for us as Christians to really wrap our heads around, because it is so difficult. But I'm often reminded of Jesus's words when he said, "Be innocent as doves and wise as serpents."
Mm-hmm.
That balance of, you know, there are steps that people need to take right now as far as, you know, getting safe, getting prepared as best they can. With modern meteorology, in some ways it does help us, but it also creates that longer time frame of concern and fear.
Right.
But being proactive, taking the necessary steps, I think is something which is extremely important.
Yeah, Glenn, to your point, I was explaining to the audience, being a California boy, we're used to earthquakes. There's no warning, you know. It's just all of a sudden,
right.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
The house is shaking, you know, and, you know, hello. But here with, like you say, all the technology, you know, we're seeing a week out, we're seeing this hurricane building and watching the trajectory and all the different models, and now here we are, you know. So,
right.
But there is some good to it, that it does allow us to prepare. But go ahead.
Well, and I was just thinking that also another component that's really important throughout the whole process is connecting. Mm-hmm. I think in some ways when natural disasters do take place, it's very very common for people to pull together. We saw that with Hurricane Harvey down in Houston. But for people to pull together and really to be a team together is very crucial, not only for the tasks at hand, but also emotionally and spiritually with individuals' lives.
Yeah, and to your point on that, Glenn, is that, yes, as failed human beings and as selfish as we can be, there is something to celebrate here when you watch people be, I guess, allow the very nature, I mean, this other good part of who we are, this God-given part of who
right.
we are, be on display. It definitely encourages us, especially at a time when, you know, this country not that long ago was fighting over statues and, you know, burning down college campuses and a lot of
right.
crazy stuff politically happening.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, God has given us this moment to take a breather and to
yeah.
watch the goodness of, you know, everyday Americans.
That's right. That's right.
It kind of puts this all into perspective that it's not all about, you know, statues that really, you know, what do they mean? I mean, they point to our history. They don't necessarily point to, you know, who we are. It's who we have been, but we've made a choice to do something different. But, you know, I think that many people, because of the way the media was casting this, is they were starting to believe that, hey, this is America today. And not at all. I mean, this is a part of America, but it's certainly not the majority.
Yeah. And when a storm is coming through, when a hurricane is coming through, it just kind of brings reality that much closer. And just the importance of even being appreciative of what we do experience. I think sometimes when that level of fear that gets so consuming in a storm, in a hurricane that's coming through, we need those respites. Yeah, we need to be prepared. That's really important.
Mm-hmm.
But we also need to be able to think about what is it that we do have? What are the things that we can appreciate? How do we really focus in on what is true beyond the current pain or fears that we're encountering?
Mm-hmm. I like what Governor Scott here in Florida has been saying repeatedly, and that is that we can rebuild homes and we can restore, you know, we can get some of your property back, but we can't get you back. So take care of yourself. But in dealing with loss, Glenn, what's your admonishment not only to people, because we got fires, you know, out in the West. I think you've been dealing with some fires as well there in Colorado, right?
There have been some. I believe the greatest amount of fires are further west, but we've had our share. I know Colorado Springs, you know, in the last 5-6 years, you know, there have been significant fires. So, you know, there are a lot of things that certainly are cause for alarm. But I do think if we can keep our perspective and stay focused, come together, I think when it comes to the whole area of loss, the importance of recognizing the need to grieve. I think sometimes, particularly in America, we view it as, well, it's something that may happen to you. In other words, that the grief process may overcome you, as opposed to, I think, a much more constructive perspective is when there are painful things that we encounter, when there are losses that we incur, be they, you know, property or life, the importance of being intentional and leaning into that, grieving that. I think of Jesus' words when he said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Right.
And being intentional with the focus on grieving, giving ourselves time to grieve. I realize, you know, before a hurricane comes through, there may not be a lot of time for that because of all the necessary steps needed to be taken. But certainly, in the midst of and after a storm, the importance of being intentional in grieving.
What's the biggest surprise for people that experience loss, Glenn?
I think sometimes just the length of time that it may take to work through that. Because it's easy to focus in on, well, there's truth beyond our pain, which is absolutely important to remember. But to go through and to process, to think through, to feel the hurt, the ache, the loss, the disappointment, the anger, anger even at God, it can take some time and just the importance of continuing with that, sticking with that, not just pushing the feelings down, but being able to process that. I sometimes use the analogy of a dentist. When a dentist is dealing with a cavity, they're basically two steps. You drill and then you fill. The drilling would be similar to the grieving process, facing the pain.
Mm-hmm.
The filling process would be similar to what is true beyond our pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so both of those are important, but I think the drilling precedes the filling in most situations.
Well, in talking with people that have experienced loss, and we all have, you know, to varying degrees, some draw comfort from God's word that, you know, he says clearly all things work together for good. And there are some people who just are very honest and say, I just have not gotten to that point. And to your point, sometimes it takes longer than expected to get through that grief process. But as you say, on the other side of that, it, you know, comes an awareness. Like for, you know, I just finished the Book of Job as I've been going through my annual daily devotions. And you see what Job goes through. And that book is so important in the Bible that it reminds us that God is forever on our side, looking out for our best, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I'm reminded of the verse in the Psalms, God will help her when morning dawns. Sometimes the storms of life, they feel overwhelming, but to hold tight to the Lord because he's holding tight to you.
Well, Glenn Lutyens, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for your comfort here as we all remain in prayer for the state of Florida. Glenn is a counselor at Focus on the Family. Thank you so much. Just about 4 minutes before the top of the hour.
Google search results lately. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online
online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.